In this short video clip, I want to return once again to Galatians 3, 23-25. This is a very, very important passage of Scripture, and it suffered dreadfully under appalling mistranslation. Now, I've dealt with all this as thoroughly as I can in other video clips, audio, or also in my books, Christ is All, Sanctification in Galatians, and especially Three Verses Misunderstood. I don't want in this clip to deal with the issue of the epochs, the ages. These three verses have nothing to say about preparing sinners for Christ. Paul is dealing with the epochs, the epoch of the law until Christ, and with the coming of Christ and his fulfillment of the law, the old covenant, the end of that epoch and the issuing in of the new covenant. Now, all that has been dealt with thoroughly, I think, in the aforesaid books. So why am I returning to this passage again? Galatians 3, 23-25. I want to look once more at the question of we in the text. We under the law. This is what Paul says. Now, I've dealt with this in the books, and I've explained that, given the reasons for it, that this we means, first of all, the Jews converted to Christ. But it also, by extension, covers the pagans and their law, Romans 2, 12-15. Now, I've argued all that, and the arguments can be seen in my aforesaid books. I want in this short clip to return to the we again, in a more fundamental, a more elementary, a more basic way than the textual argument. The question I want to ask is this. How would the original Galatians have heard Paul? They would have heard him or read it. How would they have heard Paul? Now, this is a fundamental question. We should always ask this question when we read any part of Scripture. How did the original people hear these words? How did they read these words? What did it mean to them? Now, the trouble is, we read this passage, you see, through the eyes, the filters, of all the theology since the Reformation and before. Thomas Aquinas with his tripart division of the law, Calvin with his threefold use of the law, the Germans with their covenant theology at the end of the 16th century, and so on. Now, these filters govern our view of this passage and make us raise certain questions. But these filters would not have been there for the original Galatian hearers. These things haven't been invented in those days. So how would the original Galatians have heard the apostle when he wrote Galatians 3, 23-25? And that must govern our view of the passage. Well, it seems to me that quite clear that at Galatia, these believers there, before their conversion, were either Jews or Gentiles. Now, if they had been Jews before their conversion, how would they have heard we and law? The Jews had no doubt, did they, that the law was given to Israel and only to Israel. Deuteronomy 4, Psalm 147, verses 19-20, and so on. They knew very well that God had favored Israel above all other peoples and given them through Moses on Sinai his covenant, his law. The Gentiles didn't have it, only the Jews. And the Jews knew that, and they were very proud of it and very strong on it. Oh, if the people at Galatia were ex-Jews, they would have heard Paul saying, we and the law, and they would know that he was talking about Jews. What about the Galatians who had been pagans before their convert? Well, they too would have been in no doubt. They knew that the law given to Israel had separated them as Gentiles away from Israel. They knew there was a barrier between them. I mean, the letter to the Ephesians is very clear on it. Let me read it to you. Ephesians chapter 2. The Gentiles knew this very well. Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that at that time you were separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one, and here's the point, and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. Oh, the Jews knew that the law was given only to Israel, but the pagans also knew that the law was a barrier between them and the Jews. So whether the people at Galatia had been Jews or pagans beforehand, when they heard Paul in Galatians 3, 23 to 25 say, law and we, they knew full well he was speaking primarily, at least, I think now by extension, but certainly primarily, of the Jews in the days of the Old Covenant. This is very clear to me. This is very clear to me. And I put it to you. Now, this is a very simple point, but it's a fundamental point. Whenever we read Scripture, we must always ask, how did the original readers and hearers hear and read these words? We should not filter Scripture by our theology and by our confessions and creeds and history. We should let Scripture speak to us. I think this is a very important point. It's a simple point. And that's why I've done this clip and prepared the audio also under the title New Covenant Theology Made Simple. Just take Scripture as it stands. Don't filter it by theology, creeds, confessions, and history. Let Scripture speak. Let that run and have free course and take pride of place and take the prime position. That's what I'm trying to say in this clip. Let us read Galatians 3, 23 to 25 as the Galatians in those far off days, the early days, would have read it. That is my point.